Welcome back. This is your host, Dr. Avramar Phelan. Thank you for listening in to Lifestyle and Wellness. I'm with my co-hosts, Dr. Sheila McKenzie, Dr. Elma Phelan. To all you listeners, did you know there's health benefits to beer? No kidding. It takes away the risk of heart disease, makes your bones stronger, and to all the men who were experiencing apathy, that just disappeared, didn't it? Dr. Sheila, it's no kidding matter. What is apathy and what do you think about it?
Well, we can discuss a little bit about apathy as we go along in this show. As we were discussing last time, right? Does anyone remember what we were discussing last time?
Of course.
What
anxiety.
Were we anxiety. And did you know that anxiety can lead actually into apathy? Anxiety is when you become too hyper and you are just strung out, and then you stress your little adrenal glands, your little stress gland becomes too stressed, and then you go into the apathy, which is a stage that says, well, I don't really care a damn anymore. And that is what apathy is. Apathy is you do not care one way or the other. Nothing stimulates you anymore. You're not anxious anymore. And so what apathy is your little stress gland getting burnt out. That's what it is actually.
What causes apathy, Dr. Sheila?
As I said, your stress gland become burnt out from over-anxiousness, stressors of life, trauma, and things like that you cannot cope with. And as we discussed in our last show, nutritional deficiency is at the root of many of these health issues. And so we need not go into drugs. As you know, we are integrative. We are an integrative group of ladies that sit here on a circle. We're the ladies in the circle. The ladies in the circle. So things like not breathing deeply, not getting enough oxygen into the body. Mm-hmm. Can actually depress your nervous system and your brain cells and get you to be apathetic about things. Endocrine imbalances, things like thyroid glands, low thyroid can cause us.
I know.
Things like sugar, blood sugar levels creeping up from imbalances of having sweets all day long. These kind of disorders that we're looking at. So, because we're into integrative medicine, we stress the nutritional parts of these things. So, Dr. Halma, what is your take on this?
Well, I know that when you have problems with the pineal gland and you actually crystallize the pineal gland, which happens at a very young age, when you're told you can never do this, you'll never amount to that, you become apathetic and you'll lose the excitement or the desire. So you say to somebody, do you want to go to the movie? I don't know. Oh, look, Marilyn Monroe, naked. Oh, yeah, there it is. So apathy is very serious, but it's also because of the nucleus accumbens and the substantia nigra are not allowing the receptor sites to receive properly the enkephalins and release the proper neurotransducers and neuropeptides. But along with everything that you told us, which is wonderful and correct, yes, it is something that we can help with good eating, good sleeping, good amino acid compounds, and good neurotransducers that will definitely help to balance it.
But there's one other subject. There's a lot of girls who take birth control, and they start to experience this. How can they can't go off it because they want to stay protected. What can they do to counteract the effects?
I can't say what it is to counteract the effects of birth control pills, but abstinence is one thing that you can.
I would say don't take it. That's number one.
We're living in 2000.
Well, we wouldn't want you to be doing the undoing birth control. If you have to have birth control, then it's entirely up to you. But there's something you could do, like including copper and zinc in your diet, or these are the minerals that control the male-female hormone systems. And also for infertile people, it's a good idea to get oligo, what we call homeopathic zinc. And homeopathic is called zincum metallicum in homeopathic, or CupraMet. These are substances in microdose. It's not like nutritional supplements. They are in the homeopathic dose, so it's best you consult a homeopath for that type of a prescription, or you can also contact us on our contact page on our various website, because these substances are available. But if you must, you can get some zinc supplements in your diet, And this is how you go about it. Zinc and copper is what is good for people who are on the birth control pill. And it is also good for just balancing the female and male hormone, and also for people who are infertile. Copper and zinc is very good for that.
And to everyone, the stone of the day is amethyst, the love stone. You can get it anywhere, any mall. It's always available. It balances the female and male hormones. It makes love, passion, and every emotion a balance, while balancing the yin and yang. And it's also very good in promoting fertility, hair growth, and passion within all emotions, and getting rid of any depression, sadness, anger, grief, sadness. If you have a grumpy husband, I suggest you get him a very big heart-shaped one. Dr. Philan, we were talking, I made a joke about beer, but in all seriousness, doctors say wine's good for you, but they always leave out beer. How come? There's a lot of benefits for beer. What are they, and how can you use it?
Well, you mentioned a few of them. Red beer is very good for preventing kidney stones. Is the dark beer. The blonde beer is very good for strengthening bones. But again, you know, it's yeasty, and if you see all the cheerleaders, they have a belly, and they should be better belly dancers than cheerleaders, because it's a beer belly. It actually prevents you from losing the weight. You may be thin, but that belly remains. However, it's very good for the hair. If you go in the sun and you have your hair totally soaked on beer, particularly the blonde beer, it will actually lighten the hair, just like lemon. You put the lemon in the hair and you go out, and it's great. Now, for the purpose of the yeast, is good in some way, and it's also bad if you happen to have problems with yeast in your regular daily life. Yeast, mucosis, and pruritus, it's a very common problem with women. And of course, we have the Bacidouche, which is fantastic to remove all forms of mucosis and candidiasis, nephritis, and so forth. But beer should be something to enjoy here and there with a barbecue, not to have one in your hand at every day.
Oh, that's fine. I have my Grey Goose.
That's the best pet you have,
isn't
it?
Oh, yes, yes, my best pet. And this one doesn't fly away.
But talking about alcohol, you know, there is something that our listeners would be interested in knowing. When you are a child of an alcoholic, you actually are inheriting a gene. It's called the A1 allele and the A2 allele, discovered by Dr. Kenneth Bloom, my dear friend, who is phenomenal. And this is the cause of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and all the other D's that go along with it. So how does this happen? It works on blocking the enkephalins, and it actually disturbs the distribution of dopamine, what is what makes you happy, makes you active, and prevents that apathy that Dr. Sheila was enlightening us with in regards to how people feel. So serotonin levels go down, norepinephrine doesn't reach the brain, and so we have a depressed, panic person, a person that is not normally happy or responds to jokes. So basically, attention deficit disorder can be helped with amino acids, and it's to do with an alcoholic gene.
Very interesting. Dr. Sheila, I've noticed in statistics that from the last 10 years, mental problems have occurred. It's rising and rising. It's also the time frame where obesity has risen the most. Can you please explain or elaborate the chemical reaction that takes place in the body that will cause and promote mental disorders?
But if you look on our various farming practices that deplete the soils of its top layer and the essential nutrients and the big agri farming that is depleting the soil is contributing to nutritional problems. And we also, as Dr. Alma was saying, we inherit certain genetic makeup from our ancestors. Some people might be susceptible to the weather, and some person might be susceptible to something else because of our ancestors' makeup. We call that within homeopathic medicines miasins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Miasins, your trend to getting certain disease based on your genetic makeup. It is called your miasin is actually your inherited toxins. You inherited toxins of disease from past ancestors, which become incorporated in your tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, the homeopathic physicians is the only person that can remove a miasm from your body. Did you
exactly.
know
exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
Can you rewrite
the all of the other physicians says, oh, this is inherited and there's nothing we can do about it. But what we can do in homeopathic medicines is prescribe what we call miasmatic remedies that actually go to your cells and give your cells a message so that it doesn't act a certain way, so that you're susceptible to certain health issues.
So this rewriting the genetic code.
This is what we do within homeopathic medicines. We send messages to your cell to behave in a certain way, to behave in a good way.
Okay.
Stop being a bad cell, behave in a nice way.
But Dr. Sheila just gave us a nugget of information, a gold nugget of knowledge, because most people are not familiar with the miasms, which are exactly a photographic memory of a disease passed on through generations. Dr. Sheila, you are an expert in miasms, and I haven't found so many people that knows as much as miasms as you do. Could you please tell us about the different miasms and which ones and what diseases are attributed or connected to?
Miasms, there in Dr. Hahnemann's days, the father of homeopathy, there were about three miasms in his days. But now, there are as many miasms as there are diseases. As we go throughout the ages, we get diseases, and the disease just passes from one generation to the next. It's called a miasm. The common asthma, for example, that people suffer from, and the eczema and skin diseases, is coming from tuberculosis in past ancestors. So your lungs is actually, your skin is actually a simulation of your lungs. And so when it is manifested on the outside, it is called eczema. And when it goes inwards, it is called what? Asthma.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same disease. It has come from an inherited trait to weakness in the lungs because of past ancestors having TB, for example.
Right.
When people have a tendency towards mental health issues, it's from past ancestor with syphilis. They call syphilis goes to your brain. And we're not saying from your mom or your dad. It could be several generations back.
Six generations.
Several generations. As you see in the Bible, it shall go to the third and the fourth and the fifth generation. Mm-hmm. If you're a Christian, you know that certain inherited sins, certain diseases go throughout the generations. And that is even bared out into the Christian Bible.
Right.
And so this is what we treat in homeopathic, is the sins. We actually treat in homeopathic medicine the sins of past ancestors.
How interesting, how fabulous. Tell us about the other miasm, Dr. Sheila.
Some of the other miasms that you, as we said before, you can have mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I can give a story, for example, of a common mosquito bite of one patient. I'm going to tell this story and see if I can tell it briefly. A few years ago, I had a patient, and he had the hiccups. He had hiccups for 12 years.
Wow.
And he was a very heavy smoker, because when he smoked, the smoke releases hiccups. And he went to all the doctors in Toronto, in North America, all over, because he was a very prominent businessman, and then he had to go to board meetings, and so he had to do this excessive smoking when he's going into meetings to ease his hiccups. So it was just getting just out of hand.
That's terrible.
And his health was going down the hill, and so his wife, being so concerned for him, brought him into my clinic. Suggest that he go in the clinic. You know, it's the wife that's always...
Yeah. I want to help and make the suggestion.
They're dying, but they don't go. It's the wife that has to pull them in. You know? So anyway, he gave me the history that once he was in Africa, and they sat around a bonfire, and they were roasting wild games, and he got bitten by mosquitoes.
Wow.
That's mosquito bite. And then he got wet in the rain, and then the following days he had the hiccups. Since he returned from Africa for 12 years, he had these hiccups. What did we give him? We gave him a homeopathic no-souls that is for mosquito bites. And his hiccups stopped. And this is how we work with miasmatic remedies within homeopathy.
Phenomenal.
You need to know the cause of why a person getting a certain problem, and this is what we treat. So if we were treating, for example, his hiccups, we would be very unsuccessful.
Right.
But because we went back on his medical history that he got bitten by the mosquito, he got wet in the rain and all lots of circumstances around him, so we treated that and he was fine.
That's phenomenal work, Dr. Sheila. You have amazing work. And similar to that, I had a patient coming to me. She was very sick. She was getting weak. She was getting sweaty. Couldn't conceive. She had been to everywhere, Mayo Clinic, everything. They had just purchased a house a year and a half ago or something to that effect. So when I did my testing and I actually checked her pulse and did the EDS, it showed the stellar miasm, and that's a miasm that not many people know except yourself and my masters. And so I told her, you know, there is water under your house, or there was water under the house, and you either were born before or after your birth time. So she checked with her mother. It was true. She refused to sell her house. She continued to get very, very sick. Eventually, 2 years later, after treating her with the remedies, she got rid of the house, and the stellar miasm was treated, of course, with the homeopathics, as you mentioned. And that was a success story, just based on knowing the miasms and having got rid of the paradigm, but also using the right remedies for this situation. So it is phenomenal. Homeopathy works in the most amazing and easiest way, and it's a very cheap remedy.
Now, let's talk about feng shui. This is everybody talking about feng shui. If that's the case, I'm going to have pictures of Paul Walker over my wall. But seriously, Dr. Sheila McKenzie, do you believe that the way you position your house, the feng shui rules, is going to help with the disorders?
We go back, if we are Christians, to Moses' laws. Did you know that Moses made all the laws of how to position your furniture?
Yes.
How to do the sanitation? Mm-hmm. That you should drink water. Did you know that Moses
yes.
is the one that is the first guy in the Bible that that prescribed water for therapeutic purposes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that that Moses prescribed homeopathic medicines, as we were just discussing? At some point in the trouble of the children of Israel over into the promised land, they made a golden calf and they sinned. And so Moses took the golden calf and he ground it into a powder, and then he scattered this gold dust into water, and then he gave it to the children of Israel. Because they had lost their mind, they were gone mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so homeopathic aurum metallicum is a homeopathic medicine for insanity. Did you know that?
Interesting. Dr. Sheila, you have an amazing way to put things and to say these stories. We're going to have to switch the show into the stories of Dr. Sheila.
Well, thank Homeopathica so much. I have to say, we have to tell you about the wonderful line you're carrying, Homeopathica Labs products, which also you sell the Dr. Sheila gum tonic, which is amazing. I've been using it. My teeth are very white. Thank you. But tell us more about the products you're selling.
So I prescribe products. I wouldn't just say selling. We prescribe products based on the different maladies, the different symptoms that we see, like the skin symptoms and the pain management symptoms, and symptoms to do with chemical imbalance. Chemicals and nutritional imbalance in homeopathic medicines, we don't prescribe a lot of nutritional supplements. We prescribe what is called tissue salts.
Mm-hmm.
Tissue salts are homeopathic minerals that balance the cells of the body. So we can put these tissue salts that are so gentle internally and externally. And this is where Dr. Fillion comes in compounding some of these products for external use.
And they are wonderful, you know, because skin diseases and disorders, it's a very large variety of them. But we see many in here that we treat with photofacials, and Dr. Sheila has wonderful packages, not only affordable. I mean, she's gone crazy. They are so affordable that it's ridiculous. But they address a myriad of problems, especially in the redness department. So we have Ashulol products, derivative from Ashulol, which is the cousin of chamomile, extracted from chamomile, and they are wonderful to remove the redness meaning the capillaries, they have burst and they're broken. They look red and gives you the red appearance that none of us like. So Ashulin cleanser, Ashulin toner, Ashulin cream mask, day and night cream are fantastic, extremely effective, permanently effective, and they give you a very, very valid result. Of course, we have a line of products here at Dr. Sheila's specifically for the diseases she was talking about, eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, ectiosis, like Try Me, which is an antioxidant lotion with over 62 emollients. And then, of course, the Psoriaderm line that it has grapefruit extract and over 40 emollients that work specifically on these problems of the skin, giving a phenomenal result because they address issues that are a lot more deeper than just the skin. And of course, all of these products are energy work. They are energy formulas. They work by instructing the mitochondria of the cell and giving the instruction of how they should be, taking the memory of how they were originally. And this is a tremendous help, along with the homeopathics that Dr. Sheila was talking about. They're phenomenal. The other thing that you mentioned about your tea, Dr. Sheila's gum tonic, is fantastic because it's Melaleuca gustifolia, which is tea tree oil, along with Japanese camphorated substances. And this really cleans bacteria, microorganisms, especially that Dr. Sheila is one of the best dental hygienist and doctor, and that there is the pockets and cleaning the bacteria that is accumulated. It is wonderful to gargle with it or to mix it with
baking soda.
It actually cleans the teeth beautifully and removes the bacteria. So it's not only good for the mouth, but it's good for the breath as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Sheila, I know we were talking about apathy today, and we could never cover the subject in 30 minutes, but what else do you have to say about the issue?
Well, as I said before, we can even inherit this trait towards having mental health issues, because it's a mental health issue also where your metabolic system slow down. It can be a hormonal system, as I said,
mm-hmm.
or... It can be a syndrome where your thyroid gland, for example, or your adrenal glands is caused from adrenal collapse.
How successful are
adrenal exhaustion.
How successful are you with the homeopathics and your tissue cells and treating these, Dr. Sheila?
I've been practicing homeopathic medicines for over 20 years, and over the years I've seen hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of patients that have responded well to homeopathics when all else fails.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we said, homeopathics, we do not bombard the body, the toxic bodies. Some vitamins can actually be harmful to give to people who are very toxic.
Yes.
The body needs to be treated very gently and give the right nutrients and the right water and the right stuff. And then you give microdose of tissue salts or homeopathic minerals to readjust the balance.
And you treat them like Moses.
Yes. The first rule of homeopathy, which lots of homeopaths do not abide by, is to remove the impediment to cure. Did you know that? That is the
yes.
first rule of homeopathy. Therefore, if you are deficient and have nutritional deficiency, it should be corrected. If you, for example, you're an abused woman, and you're coming for a stress relief to the homeopath, and then you're going home to your husband that's abusing you, the homeopathic medicine is not going to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to remove him or remove yourself from the circumstance and then get homeopathic medicine to recover. So remove the impediment to the cure.
Fantastic.
I know we have a symposium coming up in November. Would you mind telling us about that?
We have an upcoming symposium, and the focus of our new symposium is going to be on orthomolecular nutrition.
Orthomolecular
nutrition. Nutrition for the poor. And of course our team is nutrition for the rich or is it for the poor? What do you think? Is it for the rich?
I think it's for all.
It's for the poor. So you come to our conference, we will elaborate more than that. You will see if it's for the rich or the poor.
We have great speakers. We have an enormous amount of workshops. This symposium is something that everybody can attend.
And you can go to our website to get more information on the workshop.
Tell us the website, Dr. Sheila.
The website is www.onm.org, www.onm.org. We also have the Integrative Medicine Practitioners website. Integrative Medicine Practitioners are practitioners who combine a lot of modalities for the best outcome. So we have Integrative Medicine Doctors and Integrative Practitioners. Their website is www.boimboardofintegrativemedicine.org. boim.org. Go on those two websites to get more information on our upcoming symposiums.
That is wonderful, Dr. Sheila. You actually talked something wonderful about Moses and the water. And basically, tell us, there is a new fad going out there among doctors saying that they found out, but they found out that you don't have to drink water, that it's not necessary, that your kidneys are a self-working unit, and therefore give us your opinion on that.
Well, tell your doctors to stop drinking water tomorrow and then report to me after 1 week. Can you take your pulse after 1 week?
That's
because
they
don't want
out.
Well, thank you so much for the questions. It's been a delight talking with you guys again. To all our listeners, we are doing a one-time opportunity. We are having a private masquerade ball at December 31st at the Four Seasons in Toronto. We will only select 250 people from the public to attend this ball. It will be attending celebrities, people of the sports world, government, highlighted event with highlighted names. You should contact, call in, request tickets. Only 250 will be chosen. You'll never know who you're sitting next. We enjoy being in your homes and in your clinics. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to being next with you next week. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you.